Lou gets his lead down at second. Stretch and delivery. Pierce drives one to deep left field. Back is Brown. He looks up. It's gone! Bobby Pierce's fifth home run of the year, and Auburn takes the lead. A rocket to left.
In tonight's ballgame, and we'll get it started with Bobby Pierce. Three RBIs, couple hits on the night, including the go-ahead home run. Bobby, how are you feeling here just a few minutes after this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good win. Just competitive all the way around. Put up, a seven spot there in the eighth inning. So, I mean, that was big to just to get something going. I mean, you got Kay Ballou leading us off there, pinch hit double, and then hitting another one there later in the same inning. So, I mean, that was pretty awesome.
What does it say about this team that guys are coming off the bench like Kay? These last three games, they've been wearing out the ball coming off the bench. There's a mentality that these guys, when they get an opportunity, they're making the most of it.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything quite like that. Like the last 2 weeks or so, the amount of just pinch hit, either hits, hard hit balls, home runs, you name it. Like they're coming off the bench and they're ready to go. So that's really impressive. I know I did that my first year here, and it's not easy. Like you're sitting there for 2 or 3 hours, and then you got to go up there and get in that bat off a dude throwing 92, 93 with a slider. Like it's never easy. So I mean, I tip my cap to guys coming off and putting a good swing on a ball.
Tell me about the home run swing there, Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, just left me a curveball, just kind of middle in, and was able to get the barrel out and put a good swing on one.
How important is it and how challenging is it, or is it a challenge, to just stay with the same offensive approach when, you know, you're hitting balls hard, the team is hitting balls hard, the big inning hasn't happened yet, but you know it's coming if you just kind of stick with it?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it all the time, just keep on going and just trust in what you do, because, you know, over the long run, it's going to work. Like it's been proven over the last few years, like guys do it all the time. And when things aren't going right, it's tough. It's mentally it's tough to just keep on going, but you just got to trust it and just keep swinging.
Yeah. And you got two opportunities to swing it there in that big inning, drive in another run. What kind of momentum now do you think this team takes when you go back home for the first of eight straight at Plainsman Park?
Yeah, it helps. It's good to be home, too. We've been on the road a decent amount, so hearing eight in a row at home is very good to hear. So, I mean, it's good momentum for sure. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Thank you for the visit, Bobby. Congrats. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
All right. 6 weeks ago, Tigers 10-3 against UAB during the Butch Thompson era. Another 2-2 pitch to Braunschweig. Called strike three.
There it
is. Fastball outside corner at the knees. With Zach Crotchfeld. Zach, congratulations. Got to feel good to go out there and be as effective and as efficient as you were in your inning in two-thirds.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just wanted to go out there and be able to throw up some zeros for my guys and give us a chance to come back, win the game. Credit to Cade and Bobby there, really getting it done. And that was huge, really propelled us to get the win.
Yeah. Fastball had zip. You're attacking both the inside corner, the outside corner. You had your locations working well for you tonight.
Yeah, that's not something that I've had working for me previously, but, you know, credit to Ike. He's done a great job, setting up on the corners, giving me a big target. Just felt good tonight and glad that I was able to, do it for the team.
At what point do you know, Zach, that it is on for you? Are you in the game? Are you throwing a few pitches? Do you feel that way in warm-ups? Kind of at what point do you go, yeah, I'm feeling good tonight?
Yeah, I think it's really just the jog in from the bullpen, mentally preparing in the bullpen. And then, if I feel good running out to the mound after I come out of the bullpen, that's kind of when it's like game on. And then get on the game mound, get a good feel for the mound, and just focus on pounding the zone. So
guys before you, guys after you, also, I mean, you guys passed the baton well in the bullpen tonight. What does it do? What's your mentality when you're seeing the guys before you? They're effective, and then you keep seeing it after you come out of the game.
Yeah, it's super motivating because, pitching hasn't been, our strong suit. And to see guys go out there, be able to, clean up some of the things that we haven't been doing great and, you know, make those adjustments. I mean, it's just motivating for me, and I see other guys really working hard to, you know, make the adjustments, and, you know, it pushes me to do better. And then, you know, I think it, you know, just like you said, we pass the baton, and I think it does the same thing for Murph there. I'm super proud of him. You know, I think that was really big for him to come in and do the job that he did.
All right, your early thoughts, Zach, on a big weekend at home against Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm really excited, man. I think we're going to, you know, I think, you know, it comes a point in every team season where, you know, things start to turn around. And, you know, we've just been focused on our process, really grinding, working hard on the things that we can control. And, you know, all we're going to do when we come out this weekend is just play as hard as we can, fight for 9 innings each day, you know, take it one pitch at a time and just do everything we can to beat them.
Well said. Congrats on this one, Zach. Appreciate the visit. War Eagle.
Thank you. War Eagle.
Murphy off the wind in the 1-1 pitch. Bugs up the middle. Oh, backhand stab Green. Two first for the out. A sparkling defensive play by Caden Green took away a four-hit night for Darryl Bugs. Going to his right and got rid of it in a hurry. Two down.
All right, Andy, thank you very much. Coach, congratulations. Your bullpen goes the final 6 1/3, giving up just one hit, and then you get the big inning there late.
Yeah, guys just hung in there offensively. We really stung some balls. I was just telling Casey Dunn, Bugs, the center fielder, was tremendous tonight. I mean, we hit 3 or 4 balls, and that's a tough part of the ballpark to try to leave here. But, you know, we scored the 2 in the first. Somebody had a big hit. I can't remember back to the first. McMurray had a second RBI down the first baseline, and then it just cut off, but it was hard-hit balls. I mean, Guevara smoked a ball to right field, some balls to center, and those. But they just hung in there, and it finally, you know, happened for us and put some big swings together. Ballou coming off the bench, getting 2 doubles and a pitch hit. Pierce, I mean, it's nice to say Bobby Pierce had a game-winning hit tonight, and he did. And all in all, Caden Green made amazing defensive play, and you started off with your comments about the pitchers. It was still want to get off to a better start there. But once we got to the bullpen tonight, they really showed up. I thought Crotchfield was great. That's the best I can remember Hayden Murphy looking the ball come out of his hands, and he threw strike one, you know, and they finally got him a lead in that 7-run inning. But he just absolutely leaned on strike one and got ahead of the batters in the last 2 frames and carried us home.
Ike hits for a 15th straight game. Cooper gets a 3-hit game. You had 4 guys drive in 2 or more runs. Offensively, it was 1 through 9 for you tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, it's coming off of a trip this weekend. They played really good offense. We got 10 tonight and 9 the last time, 8, 7, you know. So the last little set of games, if you want to look at it, we've played good offense. And I thought there when Christian Hall hit his solo home run, I'm like, these are going to start turning into 2-run homers and 3-run homers at some point, because we kind of have that, can we break free with, you know, those runners in scoring position. And Pierce had the 2-run homer, and Ike just – committed the other way there and was a big hit with 2 runs. And really, they earned all their 4 runs. And I think the 3rd inning, they left the bases loaded. 4th inning, they left the bases loaded. They absolutely could have scored more. So I do think we did a good job with managing what could have been another 2 runs to get to 6 or 8 for UAB. So I thought the pitching staff did good in a couple moments there to keep the score down.
Specifically, it was a total effort out of your bullpen, but Zach, in particular, 20 pitches for an inning and 2/3. He was effective. He was efficient, too.
Yeah, we were ready for a few more guys. It was good to see Crotchfield and Murphy. They needed to get back out there. Griffin Graves has come back, the freshman lefty. We really wanted to see him tonight. Coach had mentioned how hard Cameron Keyshock had been working for us, but you know, we got deep enough into the ball game and got them some work, hopefully, in the bullpen. But guys did a good job tonight. We're ready to piece that thing together and get ready for another weekend where we're going to need a lot of pieces. And it was good probably for Armstrong and thinking of Cannon, those guys. When guys can go out and do a good job like they did tonight, hopefully that makes us even stronger and more prepared for the weekend with our arms.
Looking forward to having you out at Tiger Talk tomorrow. Coach, congratulations on this one. We'll see you tomorrow. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
All right, that's head coach Butch Thompson down on the field. And